Good morning. Welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I am Bhadra Sinha, deputy editor with the Print. In today's edition, I will tell you why the Supreme Court pulled up the Uttarakhand government over its inaction in the Patanjali advertisement case. The Uttarakhand government came under severe criticism from the Supreme Court on Wednesday for being in a deep slumber and not acting according to the law against Divya Pharmacy for issuing advertisements in breach of the Drugs and Magic Remedies Objectionable Advertisements Act 1954. Just to remind you, Divya Pharmacy is a unit of Patanjali that manufactures Ayurvedic products and is facing a case in the Supreme Court for issuing advertisements in contravention to the above-mentioned 1954 Act. A bench of Justices Hima Kohli and Ahsanuddin Amulla grilled the officer heading the Drugs Licensing Authority in the Uttarakhand region where Patanjali's office is located and asked him for an action taken report against Divya Pharmacy. The officer, Mithilesh Kumar, was personally present in the court. The bench took note of the affidavit filed by the Uttarakhand State Licensing Authority or the SLA, which for the court was a revelation of how Divya Pharmacy had hedged the department's notices that asked the company to stop issuing advertisements claiming cure for certain diseases as barred under the 1954 law. However, the department, instead of penalizing Divya Pharmacy, simply issued a warning, and that too only after the top court took note of the contravention by Patanjali in November last year. This was after the Indian Medical Association filed a petition against Patanjali and co-founder Ramdev for issuing misleading advertisements. The court on Wednesday directed Mithilesh Kumar, the licensing officer, and his predecessor Girish Chandra Pangi to file affidavits in personal capacity to explain the inaction on their part in the matter. According to the bench, the officers did not act despite the center's assertion that Patanjali's advertisements were not in conformity with the 1954 law. The court also directed all the officers who have held the post of District Ayush Officer in Haridwar since 2018 to file their affidavits underlining why they failed to act against Patanjali for its blatant contravention of the law. The court has given 3 weeks to the officials to submit their affidavits and said it would hear the matter on the extent of their roles in the case on 23rd April. Meanwhile, the bench expressed its reservations about accepting the unqualified and unconditional apology which Ramdev and his close associate and Patanjali co-founder Acharya Balakrishnan had filed on 6th April. The second apology was filed in supersession to the earlier one that was given to the court on 2nd April. It may be recollected that on that day, the top court had slammed the two, that is Ramdev and Balakrishnan, for filing a perfunctory apology and rejected it at the outset. The two had apologized in response to a contempt notice issued to them for holding a press conference shortly after the top court had cautioned Patanjali against publishing misleading ads in November last year. Contempt notices were issued to both Ramdev and Balakrishna after the court was told that despite their undertaking not to advertise the Ayurvedic products as per the 1954 law, the company continued to issue such kind of advertisements. On Wednesday during the hearing, the bench verbally criticized both Ramdev and Balakrishna for showing their disdain towards court orders. The remarks were made orally and were not included in the observations in his written order. The judges told the advocates appearing for Ramdev and Balakrishna that they were not inclined to accept the apology filed on 6th April. It said that having regard to the entire history of the matter and the past conduct of the respondents, they had reservations about accepting the latest affidavit filed by them. The judges told senior advocate Mukul Rohatgi, who was one of the many senior advocates appearing in the matter for Ramdev and Balakrishna, that the two have given their apology only because they have been caught on the wrong foot and have their backs against the wall. The judges said that they do not accept the affidavit. They neither decline it nor want to condone it. because the judges said they felt that the acts committed by Ramdev and Balakrishna amounted to willful disobedience. Justice Amanullah specifically told Rohatgi that the court could have been magnanimous had the two shown remorse in their first affidavit itself. Only when the writing on the wall was very clear that they apologized, the judge observed. Ramdev and Balakrishna were also upbraided for misleading the bench over the order issued to them to make a personal appearance in the court following contempt notice issued against them. The judges pointed out that after they were sent show cause notices and were directed to remain present in the court, the two had attempted to wriggle out of the personal appearance on the ground that they had plans to travel abroad. In order to demonstrate the same, the two had filed an application seeking personal exemption, and in that application they had referred to the tickets which their travel agency had purchased. Strangely, the court observed in its order today that the tickets were issued the day after the two had sworn their respective affidavits seeking exemption from appearing. Their apology affidavits, which was filed on 6th April, which the court on Wednesday orally refused to accept it, has admitted to this mistake over the tickets. Noting this, the court mentioned in its order that the fact remains that when the affidavit was sworn, there were no such tickets. Hence, it can be assumed that Ramdev and Balakrishna were attempting to wriggle out of their personal presence, which, the court observed, is unacceptable. When Rohatgi attempted to explain that his clients had accepted their mistake, the bench retorted that in that case, the two must suffer the consequences. The judges again reiterated that they do not want to be so generous in this specific case. The judges also said that why shouldn't they treat Ramdev and Balakrishna's apologies with the same disdain that they showed to the undertakings which they had themselves given to the court, promising the judges not to issue misleading advertisements regarding their products. The judges turned down Rohatgi's request to adjourn the matter for another 10 days and directed Ramdev and Balakrishna to appear in the court again on 16th of April, indicating that the bench is likely to pass its orders on that particular day. Justice Kohli specifically told Rohatgi that the court is keen to send a message to all the FMCGs that they cannot take any customer for a ride by claiming to cure a disease that is incurable. The judges then drew Rohatgi's attention to the affidavit of Uttarakhand state government and told him that Divya Pharmacy has been violating all rules even though multiple notices were sent to it since July 2020. They flagged Divya Pharmacy's response to the Uttarakhand state licensing authority, which was sent to it in response to the department's notice over the alleged misleading advertisements issued by the company. In response to this notice, Divya Pharmacy had claimed protection under a Bombay High Court order that had stayed Rule 170 of the Drugs and Cosmetic Rules of 1954. This rule prohibited the advertisement of Ayurvedic drugs without it being cleared by the competent licensing authority. In view of this stay order, Divya Pharmacy continued to claim that the state licensing authority of Uttarakhand government cannot initiate any action against the company. The judges were, however, not convinced with this explanation that was forwarded by Divya Pharmacy to the Uttarakhand government and observed that the High Court order did not tie down the state government from initiating action against the company since the main act, which is the 1954 law, was not stayed. It in fact wondered that why the state authority remained silent and asked the licensing officer present in the court to tell it whether he had taken any legal opinion on the issue. Senior advocates Dhruv Mehta and Vanshija Shukla, appearing for Uttarakhand government, submitted that a warning was issued to Divya Pharmacy for not complying with the law. However, neither the counsel nor the state government officer present in the court could give a satisfactory reply as to why no action was taken against the company. The bench reprimanded the officer by asking him as to why he did not exercise his powers under the law. It said, and I quote, "So what did you do? Sit and twiddle your thumbs." Both the judges observed that the officials in the licensing department only pushed files, and this showed that they were complicit in the violation. We will rip the state government apart, come down on your officers like a ton of bricks. If this is not dereliction of duty, then what is? You simply pushed files and played back and forth with the Union of India that kept writing to you that the jurisdiction to take action was yours, the judges observed. Mehta and Shukla, who represented Uttarakhand government, told the court that there was a bona fide impression about the Bombay High Court order and that the clarification on the law not being state came in February this year when the central government wrote to the state. At this, the bench smirked to say that it was the centre who had to tell Uttarakhand government about a law under which it can take action. It went on to quote from Uttarakhand government's affidavit that except for pushing the files, the officers of the licensing authority did nothing and that they only sat pretty to wait for some other authority to act. The bench also took strong exception to one of Divya Pharmacy's responses, which it gave to Uttarakhand government in July 2023, where the company clarified that its medicines were based on Ayurvedic literature and that the advertisements about them were suggestive in nature. The advertisements, this response had said, were issued to keep people connected with Ayurveda medicines and did not violate any law. However, the Supreme Court bench observed that this response was in teeth of the act. The judges were irked to see the officers had not taken steps to deter Patanjali from issuing its advertisements even after the top court's intervention. It went on to say, and I quote, that Supreme Court has become a mockery now. They think they sit in ivory towers. See how lightly our orders are being taken. This is all that I have for you right now. Do tune in to the print podcast every day in the morning to hear the best news analysis from the Prince Stable.